Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Rethink, Refresh, Relaunch. This is Taran Travel, and we've been talking for a number of weeks just about how this pandemic has affected us in major ways, and especially our Christmas shopping. So a lot of the different stores have had Black Friday starting the month of November, and they've gone all the way into December. But we have been spiking lately in the coronavirus, and they're telling us to stay at home and wear your mask, wash your hands. And so people have had to think of another way to Christmas shop in a safer way. So I've invited my friends from the Pop-Up Shop Show, Lisa Walters and Rachel Day, to come talk to us about their idea. They've been on a couple of times, and we've just had such great success. And so I've asked them to come back on to just kind of explain their unique way of shopping and to let more people know how it is much safer. Do I have Rachel and Lisa on the line?
We're here.
Yay. All right. Well, let's start off with Lisa. If you could just give us a little background of how you guys came up with the idea of the Pop-Up Shop Show.
Well, Pop-Up Shop Show is one of those things that was, I guess, birthed in the COVID type, because what we did was we took a traditional retail vendors and trade show vendors and festival vendors that were out there in order to create a way to make income online. So we helped them to get into a virtual platform, a virtual marketplace, which is the Pop-Up Shop Show is a virtual marketplace, and they become virtual vendors. So we help them along to teach them what that's all about if they don't know. And then we have the Pop-Up Shop Show at least 2 days out of the week, and maybe more, 2 days out of the month, actually. And we have them come on, demonstrate their product, show their product and everything. So it kind of just developed to give small business vendors a new way to show their product, display their products, and get their products out to not only a wider audience than what they may have, may not have, but to a global audience.
Exactly. And that's really what I think people are beginning to realize, that, you know, just staying in our community, and particularly as we as a country are going to have to heal after this virus, it's really going to be on the small business owners, I believe, that are going to be the ones that get us out of our economic downfall that has happened because of the pandemic. So what I want to know is, what makes it so safe as opposed to the other way of people shopping? Rachel, could you give us a response to that? What makes it so safe?
Sure. So what makes it safe is because we are virtual. We are operating all online. All of our events are from your computer, from your laptop, from your cell phone, from your iPad. So nothing requires you to go out and be in the midst of other individuals. And I believe at this time, with many of us having the in-home shelter mandate on us, this is the safer way for us to shop and or to also to be entertained. And the safety is that we have the ability to see so much more, because if we go to one isolated place like a farmer's market, we can just see those vendors. But now when we go into a virtual platform, we have vendors from, oh gosh, Ohio, Florida, Los Angeles, New York. So we may have vendors even maybe from another country. So that's the safety factor, is you have the ability to operate and to be in your own environment and to be safe and sound.
Exactly. I so agree. Now, what I want to know, because I know a lot of people are now doing, they shopped on Cyber Monday. They said this year's Black Friday was very, very small, and that a lot of people went to Cyber Monday. So how does the pop-up shop show compare with, say, if I wanted to shop on Amazon?
Well,
the difference between us and Amazon is that the actual product owner is talking about the product. On Amazon, you're looking at a stale picture. You don't know what the date of that picture is, how long it's been there, how long, if the product has changed, or if the product discolors or anything like that. You're seeing stuff in actual time. You're actually hearing from the vendor. You actually have the opportunity, when you come on to the free audience, you have the opportunity to ask questions of that vendor. Hey, what's the shipping like? Hey, what's the length of this item? What's the wear and tear of this item? So you can talk those things out with the actual owner being right there. So that's the difference between us and Amazon or buying anything else online. And, you know, and besides that, you're in a comfortable atmosphere. So you're not rushed. It's not a rush sale, like you have to buy it in a certain time frame or anything, but you actually get the opportunity to talk to the vendor themselves directly and ask what colors does that come in? What sizes does it come in? And they can show you so you can get an actual visual on how big or how small something is, what color it comes in, what the colors look like. You know, pinks come in all different shades, but then you can see the actual pinks this item is sold in. So I think that's some of the differences that we offer besides just selling Cyber Monday.
It seems as though it's a more of a personal touch. That's what it seems like, that you guys are actually interfacing with the shoppers. And that is, I think people really like that, especially to be able to ask questions. And now, if you're going in the malls, they don't have time to talk, time to really give us that personal attention that, would get from this.
Yes. And Terry, what's very important to add on to Lisa, the personal touch, remember the personal touch is also in supporting small businesses, because we at this point in time, like you say, are going to support the economy. We are going to be the backbone to really bring this economy back on its feet. So we need consumers and others. We need the support right now and ongoing.
Yeah, I so agree. I so agree. So what are some of the vendors that are going to be represented at the pop-up shop show?
Well, we have some hair vendors that might be on there. We have some CMOS vendors that will come on. We have a variety of health and wellness, a variety of clothing vendors. We have some leisure clothing vendors that will be on. We'll have some jewelry vendors that will be on. We have some private business owners that may come on, like we've had people who sell their books. So they're bringing their books on, giving us a trailer almost of their book. And then, so the books are available for sale. I had an inquiry about some real estate agents that wanted to come on and some insurance agents that wanted to come on because of what we're going through in the global market, some insurance agents thought it might be a good idea to come on and talk about insurance and plus the time of year it is to talk about insurance and having everything, estate planning, wills, all of that stuff to talk about. And, it's never too late or too early to think about buying a home or buying a second home or whatever the case might be, or just talk about real estate in general, the ups and downs of real estate that are going on right now. So, so regardless of the geographical location, there's something that's fitting to everyone, So We've had, you know, all kinds of vendors come on. Some of our best vendors that have repeatedly come on is the jewelry vendors. They've repeatedly come on. Our CMOS vendors have repeatedly come on. Some of the body oils and butters have come on and have been a repeated vendor. So we appreciate all kinds of vendors. We've had some shoe vendors come on with some exciting shoes and boots, and that has been a plus to us. So we don't hold back from whatever vendor. If you have a product to sell, we're willing to look at it, have you go on. I would say the only vendors that we're hesitant and that we don't really bring on are people that have products that have not been approved by the FDA in regards to saying that something will definitely cure something, or, you know, hair removal, or, you know, something like that. I shouldn't say hair removal, hair growth, you know, or something of that nature. So we can't support vendors that haven't been approved, have a product that hasn't been approved by the FDA. But if you do have something that has been approved, then we welcome it to come on, and, you know, and we'll go from there.
Excellent. Sounds great. So let's review the days so people can start to mark their calendars. What days are you guys going to be there for December, and what times?
Okay. It is this week, Friday and Saturday. Friday, 4:30 to 7:30 Pacific Standard Time. That would be 7:30 to 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. Both days, Friday and Saturday, the same time periods. And it's a start, ironically, of Hanukkah, which is 14 days out from Christmas. So I believe it's a really good season, Terry, for us to allow everybody to get their, not even last-minute gifts, but to get their gifts for loved ones. And that can be for the holidays, even coming up for Kwanzaa. That may be a special little trinket or something that they see that they may want to pick up for Kwanzaa. So this Friday and Saturday, definitely mark your calendars. Also, the website, www.popupshopshow.com. So that's a good one for you to go ahead and register.
Okay. So if I wanted to participate, how much will it cost if I wanted to just attend the show? What is the fee?
Well, that's a good question. So, of course, because it's the holidays, we are running a holiday special. So we are running a holiday special where if you bring a friend, then you can get half price off of your vendor fee. Normally the vendor fee is $30 for 2 days or $20 for each day. But we're offering a $10 vendor fee. If you bring another vendor along, then it would be two for 20 as opposed to just one person for 20.
Okay. And what about if I just want to come to shop? How much does it cost?
That's
come
free.
On.
Free. And you'll receive, even be eligible for free raffles.
Okay.
So that's
so they can also get other prizes.
Great little apps. Free prizes.
So participants, I mean, for people who attend, it is free. But for vendors, it is $20. Unless they bring a friend, correct?
Yes. Okay. They can do a $10. We're doing a $10 fee. You know, unless they want to bring somebody, then it's $20.
Okay.
And that is for 1 day, Terry. So that would be $10, Lisa, if that's correct. $10 for the 1 day if they bring a friend?
Correct.
Yeah.
And then $20 if they are coming on their own. What about if they decide to do 2 days as a vendor?
Then they can do the $30 for 2 days. They can do the $30 for 2 days. Or if they want to split it with someone and bring another vendor on or another person, it would be $15
Okay. Now, I know I heard you mention Hanukkah and Kwanzaa. I was aware you're doing something special this year for Kwanzaa. Rachel, you want
right.
to share a little bit about what's happening this year for Kwanzaa, which starts December 26th?
We'll start off. So Kwanzaa, of course, is the day after Christmas all the way up into the first of the new year. So each day having a different principle, we will be highlighting different speakers and vendors. It will be a very quick Kwanzaa pop-up shop show. So we're looking at up to 30 minutes, and that will, again, we say highlight the speakers. We'll have it on the website. We'll have different vendors each day. And it's going to also coordinate, or I would say be in sync with the concepts of the day. For example, Imani being faith. So on that particular day, we may have somebody who speaks of faith and spirituality. So that's our little add-on to Christmas. And I think that'll be a great way to follow up the Christmas season.
Exactly. I think that definitely would. And then when we're looking at January, do you have plans already for January for Martin Luther King's birthday?
Lisa?
Lisa,
do you know if you guys have any plans? We're definitely going to do something around Martin Luther King's birthday to celebrate everything in regards to Martin Luther King, in regards to the 44th president, and definitely talk about, Kamala Harris, all of the, we're going to celebrate all of the political figures that are there, and we're going to honor them in the Martin Luther King weekend. So we're going to do kind of like an honorary for all the political figures that we have that have, supported us over time. And we're looking at small vendors, small business vendors who sell product in that range. Like if they sell, Negro baseballs, or they sell items. I just saw an item the other day, the lady is thinking about coming on, where she does shower curtains, and all the shower curtains are dedicated to someone, some political figure or an African-American figure. I shouldn't just say political, because there's some of them just African-American figures, and they were gorgeous. So, we're looking at all types of vendors that sell everything, but we're definitely going to highlight during the Martin Luther King time, vendors that are specific to, helping out their community, or in some way, shape, or form, highlighting political figures that have come up already along the way.
I see. So usually you always have a speaker. Who is going to be the speaker subject for this December pop-up shop show?
Lisa,
the speaker. The speakers for this upcoming weekend, we have a young lady by the name of Kenesha, and she has a business, and her business is called Pray and Go to Therapy. So we are going to highlight her, and she's just going to talk about how she's a mental health counselor, and we're going to talk to her about how we're calling it Holiday and Healing. It's for the weekend. So we're going to talk how you can heal over this holiday, and how you can, just keep it positive, because there's a lot of challenges around holiday times, or a lot of triggers is what they're called. There's a lot of triggers around the holiday time that, a lot of people are battling depression. A lot of people are battling, just memories of people who have passed in the year, or, just challenges all over. So she's going to talk about just challenges, mental health challenges during this time of year. So she'll be on Friday night. And then we have a vendor and a wonderful speaker and a wonderful author, who her name is Millionaire Williams. And she has written a book in regards to some of the challenges our son has faced after getting out of the armed forces. So she's just awesome. She's a life coach, and she just has a very wonderful, outspoken persona, and she's going to talk about the same thing, healing and, you know, overcoming different challenges when you're dealing with somebody that has mental illness, and how we as a community talk about mental illness like it's a hush-hush. So I think she's opening the door to making people feel comfortable about talking about mental illness. So we're going to focus on some of that as well.
I think that's correct. Excellent. Millionaire has been on our podcast, and I was sharing her book, Military Moms on a Mission, and she had shared with that. So I'm so glad to hear that she is going to be the speaker on Saturday. Great book and really an important subject, particularly at this time of year, I know. So what I want to know is, if I wanted to purchase something, how do you get the item? So I am at the show and found some great, unique, exceptional products. How do I get them? How will I be able to purchase them? What steps do they take, Rachel, to be able to get your products?
Yes. Well, of course, every vendor has contact information that will be posted in the chat. We will have their website. Even if they do not have a website, we'll have their Etsy site, their Instagram, Facebook site, email, phone number. So while the show is going on, we want to encourage everyone to, of course, watch the full show, but you're more than welcome and to take notes and to, of course, keep records of the websites in the chat. So that's how basically you can do that. If you're able to have multiple streams, then that would allow you to do that. But I think most of our participants are coming on, watching the full show, taking note of what they like, and then thereafter they go to the website and the Etsy site and they purchase right then and there. And that's what we want you to do. We want you to take advantage, because we also have special pop-up shops or pop-up codes that our vendors will use, and most of our vendors will also offer free shipping.
And they will also be listed on the website. So they'll be listed on the Pop-Up Shop Show website. So as they're speaking, most of them will be listed on the Pop-Up Shop Show website, and or right after the show ends, we'll have them up there. So they can go through the website to purchase. But we will say that anything that they purchase is truly directly to the vendor. So you purchase from the vendor, that product will come from the vendor's warehouse and will be shipped directly. So it's not a drop ship situation. We're not, as a Pop-Up Shop Show, we're not sending off anything. It's coming directly from that vendor. And the great thing about having a Pop-Up Shop Show this weekend is that you will still be able to get all of the things that you purchase before Christmas. So that is a good thing to let you know that be able to get those before Christmas because of the time frame.
Okay. Well, we are down to our last 5 minutes. So if we could just reiterate the website, the dates, the times, and how people can participate.
Okay. So this Friday, December 11th and 12th, 4:30 to 7:30, that is Pacific Standard Time, and 7:30 to 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. We have the website, www.popupshopshow.com. We also have, of course, info@popupshopshow.com, the email. Our phone numbers are available. We have great information. We also offer a free link the day of the event, which will be posted, I believe, Lisa, on Friday and Saturday. And we have our Instagram and Facebook page that you will see great posts done by Dakota. And that is, of course, the pop-up shop show. Go to our Instagram page. And I think I covered that. What about you, Lisa? Anything else?
Nope. That sounds like you clearly have contacted that. Just want to make sure that the audience knows that it is free, free, free. You come on and look at the vendors, present their stuff, free to ask questions. We give raffles away. We play a lot of games. We have music. And it's just a good time. It's safe. It's in the house. You know, so you're COVID free. You don't have to wear a mask to come visit us, and you don't have to put any hand sanitizer on. So you can look and see all the products. So, nope, but you've covered all the times and dates of all of our stuff. Sounds good. Thanks, Rachel.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. It's a great conversation for everyone, because we do know that sometimes there are some of us that don't engage. We don't have the opportunity to see others during this time period. So this is a great way to engage and to have good conversation with others.
And I believe that's what a lot of people are missing, is the interaction. And since we can't touch each other physically, at least if we can touch each other emotionally, that emotional and spiritual connection is real important. So hopefully that people will be tuning in for that this Friday and Saturday, December 11th and 12th, at the popupshopshow.com. And they're free of charge. And you guys are still accepting vendors. Am I correct?
You are correct. Yes. And if they come from your show, Terry, they can definitely come in for a $10 window. They just have to use their Cash App and Cash App $ D as in David, 2550. And if they put in Terry, then we can definitely let them come in at a discount under your name.
All right. So that's D as in David, 2250. Correct?
Yep,
on the Cash App.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It sounds great. Well, I want to thank both Rachel Day and Lisa Walters for coming on my show today, giving us some great information. I'm excited. I will definitely be there this weekend, and I hope that our listeners will join us this weekend on the Pop-Up Shop Show. If anybody would have an interest in being on my show, Rethink, Refresh, Relaunch, you can get in contact with me at rutripping59@gmail.com. That's rutripping59@gmail.com. If you would like to be a guest on the show, if you have a product, if you're even doing something different because of the pandemic, where you had to change your life around and you would like to share, you can get in contact with me at rutripping59@gmail.com. I like to end my shows all the time saying, take each day to make a difference every day in some way. Have a fantastic evening. Thank you, ladies, for being on my show. Have a good rest of the afternoon. Bye-bye.
Happy holidays to everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.